I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We've been talking with Jim Carafano about this for some time now, and he's back with us. He's the leading expert in national security and foreign policy at the Heritage Foundation. Jim, welcome back. Curious what you think about these acute factors and root causes of this crisis at our southern border, as Vice President Harris identifies it.
Well, the fact that the cause of the border crisis is the open border policy in his administration, and she neglected to mention that. That's certainly not a cause for optimism. The other thing I think that's really telling is she's also head of the president's task force to encourage people to join unions, and she seems much more excited about that. And she just announced she's the head of the Space Council. So she's got lots and lots of jobs. This apparently doesn't actually seem to be a very important one for her. So the notion that this administration – let's just understand what they mean by – we're going to fix the border crisis. What they mean is they will create the means to move more people into the country faster, so they're not hanging around the border. That's their fix for the crisis. And then they'll pretend that they actually care about dealing with the problems of Latin America is they'll take some of our tax dollars and they'll throw them at Latin America and accomplish nothing.
Hmm. You talk about her being in charge of union considerations. It seems to me like workers across the United States would not be cool with an influx of people coming in here to take the jobs that are available to, you know, low income workers and people who have skills or whatever. Does she have a conflict of interest there?
Well, here's their thinking. I mean, unions are not what they used to be. Unions used to be there to represent union employees. Now, where they still exist, they essentially have a monopoly, and their power is in political power, and so in a sense they're in collusion with the administration. In the old days, unions were very tough on immigration policy because they saw that as competition. Now they don't care because the people that are in their unions really don't have a choice. They can do with whatever they want with the money they get from the union. They don't need the approval of the employees of the union. And I think the Biden administration thinks we'll eventually force everybody to join unions, and unions will just be more powerful. So the fact that unions are all in for this is not a sign that things are healthy. It's actually a sign that they're colluding with the administration to undermine the interests of their own employees. But they've been doing that for years anyway. That's not new. And what they want to do is they want to get rid of right-to-work states. They want to force everybody to join unions and not give them a thing. The problem with you is you think that her job is about fixing the problem.
Right.
Their job is not to fix the border or take care of Russia or China or anything. Their job is to create America where they're in charge forever and they control everything. And everything else is subordinated to that. Every crisis, every policy is supported in that. Because once they get H.R. 1 passed and they control federal elections and they get the American Family Plan and the American Jobs Plan, everything else, they'll control all the power in this country and they won't be answerable to anybody. And the border is just another way that they plan on doing that. It has nothing to do with actually taking care of poor people in Latin America or addressing climate crisis. It's about power, even the climate stuff. The only reason why they're running around the world wanting this international climate cooperation is because it gives them a rationale and an excuse to redesign our economy the way they want, because under the agreements, the national contribution is determined by the government. And so it just becomes an excuse for them to do whatever they want. It's all about it's becoming increasingly clear. It's not about the problems. It's about how do I use what's going on to get more power? And the key thing for them is, I think they've got to get this all done before the midterms, because that's the only way they can make sure they never have to give the power back.
It's frightening.
Jim Carafano is leading expert in national security and foreign policy at Heritage. Do the people that you're talking about that are trying to control these levers and right now are controlling the levers of power, are they hiding these motives anymore? Or is it just they don't even care that you know that we know that?
Well, of course they're hiding the motives. Otherwise, the vice president wouldn't give a ridiculous speech, which is just meaningless blah blah. I mean, obviously she feels obligated to pretend that they actually care about solving the problem. And what they look, even if you stripped all that away and they were nakedly, this is what we're doing here. When you ask them, like, okay, but all the problems that you're creating, like, how are you going to solve them? You know, for example, one of the problems in open border policy, and we've seen lots of reporting on this recently, is now we are getting transnational gang members flooding back into the United States in massive numbers. The gangs cooperate and collaborate with the cartels, and the gangs are important because they help build a network across the United States and Canada to facilitate all these criminal activities. And indeed, many of the communities that they most exploit are the illegal immigrant communities in the United States. So they're essentially building a new mafia in America and funding it with Biden's border policies. You know, it's like the guys that, you know, passed prohibition. It's like, okay, dude, and what's your plan for the massive criminal enterprises that are going to grow up because of prohibition? And they're like, oh, God, we didn't actually, like, have a plan for that. But our heart was in the right place because we just wanted people not to drink demon rum. They are creating unsolvable problems that they have no answer for. I think that's really the reason why they don't want to talk about this, not because they want to hide that they want political power, but that they don't have good answers for all the horrible things. You know, it's like the Game of Thrones. You know, it's once I get the dragons into the city, I don't really have answers for, you know, what they're going to do after they burn everything to the ground.
Yeah, it's a means to an end, and the collateral damage is going to have a ripple effect. I mean, that was, you kind of sort of answer the question I was going to ask you, but like, how long does it take to clean up this mess if we were to get an administration or a Congress in there that would have the mentality to solve the actual problem that's at the southern border, which you point out with us on a regular basis? I mean, it seems as though the ripple effect of how this reaches out its tentacles into the country, from crime, drugs, the gang situation, it would take a lot of time.
Well, I mean, the answer is Trump did it in like 4 years. So it's absolutely totally doable, because what Trump demonstrated is you can solve all these problems under existing law. Right? So if government just does its job, it can solve a lot of these problems. That's the kind of the dirty little secret here. But I got to say, the one thing is I don't know about calling it collateral damage, because collateral damage just sounds like, oh, some bad stuff happened on the side. This is like real damage.
Yeah.
This is like destroying the fabric of this nation as we know it.
Yeah, it's willful. I mean, as you said, it's something that when you've been saying this at least since January, and anytime we've had to talk about this issue in previous administrations, the issue is the issue. It doesn't matter who's in the Oval Office at the time. If people are flooding our southern border, we got to do something about it. But the idea that we can point at something that everybody can see and the people in charge are not actually identifying the problem as we see it, especially if you were one of those border towns or border communities, that's extremely problematic.
And I think, well, thank you for raising it, but because I think the answer there is people would say, oh, my God, this problem is so overwhelming. Let's just capitulate and, you know, do stuff like amnesty and everything else and throw money at and figure out how to live with it. And that's the wrong answer, because if you capitulate, this country will be lost forever. On the other hand, if you just put other people in charge, the problem is eminently fixable, because whether you like Trump or not, and the orange hair and the tweeting and everything else, he proved that you can solve the problem of border security and illegal immigration in this country. You can do it under existing law, and you don't actually even need all that much money to do that.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. We've seen the proof is in the pudding. Jim Carafano, thank you. It's always great to have you on the show. Love having you here. Come back next week.
It's a, by God, high point of my life.
Oh, fantastic. That's a high rave review. Appreciate it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.